First off, congratulations on making the team. What was your initial reaction when you were told that you made the roster?
it's a surprise, but it's not a surprise. You know, when you work so hard and do what you got to do, all you can really do is hope for the best. So you would expect to be on, and obviously if you're not on, that's a disappointment. So it would be wrong to expect to be cut, you know.
Who was the first person you called?
My fiance, Krista, and then my family, just to let them know that the hard work paid off and that God's really blessed me, and you know, I got a nice opportunity up here.
Now, you had a really nice training camp, but in your own words, what do you bring to this team?
Somebody that's gonna block, special teams, make big plays. You know, go up for the ball, catch and get yards after the catch. You know, just a little bit of everything, just to play my heart out for the team and hopefully get us a great cup.
Now, a lot of veterans are on this team, especially in the receiving core. What's the one thing you've taken away so far from that?
Just the game, learning how to play the game, the nuances of the game, the rules, and you know, learning how to carry yourself as a pro. You know, taking care of your body, making sure you know the material, and coming out prepared and bringing it every day.
How'd you get into the football in the first place? Like, tell us your journey to pro football.
I was actually a baseball. Didn't really pick up the football. I played my whole life, but I wasn't really fully into it until probably my high school year. I played receiver my junior year. Had a lot of scouts and, you know, people coming up, so I eventually got a few offers and ended up going to Ball State. At Ball State, I didn't play my first year. I know you guys know Willie Snead. He was ahead of me. My second year, I did come in and play and ended up playing the next 3 years and finished like fourth all-time yards, catches, TDs, and third. I'm not sure what else, but I had a pretty good career. Not as good as I wanted it to be, but it was good enough, and got the opportunity to play in the league and joined the practice squad for the Saints. Was on their practice squad for a year and a half. Ended up having an injury, released with a settlement. Had a few opportunities, but I needed film. So in order to get film, I came here, and they blessed me with the opportunity to play. So that's my goal.
Now, outside of football, what inspires you?
I would say family. I have a religious background. You know, I was raised in a Christian home. So, you know, I'm strong on that. And, you know, just family, you know, providing for my family, doing a lot of things for my family and being a good example for them. And I guess that would be it.
So you're having an off day. Jordan's just at home. He's relaxing. What are you doing to keep yourself busy? No film work. You're not hitting the gym. After you hit the gym, obviously.
I like the video game. You know, I play a little Madden, 2K, Call of Duty. I like going to the mall shopping. You know, I'm a shopping person. And, you know, I like being around family. I don't mind, you know, going to a movie or having a grill, cookout or something, and, you know, having people around. So I'm kind of versatile with that.
Who's your biggest celebrity crush?
Gabrielle Union.
Why?
I don't know. She's just beautiful. I mean, of course, Dwayne Wade took her from me, but I think she'll come around sometime.
So we just make sure your fiance won't hear this part, right?
Yeah, I mean, she knows too, so I'll be
everybody right. Gets one, right?
Yeah.
And finally, you get an hour alone with absolutely anybody in the world. Who do you talk to, and what's the first question you ask them?
I talk to my mom. She passed, but I just want to know if she had anything else to say before she went. So that would probably be the only person other than Obama.
What would you ask Obama?
I'd probably ask Obama, you know, what goes on in the White House?
What really goes on?
Yeah, what really goes on. Yeah.